Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Now, on a serious note. So, on Friday, again, I get a text from Pimelo. Because Pimelo, whenever like current affairs happens, we always call each other and discuss. She sends me a text on Friday evening. Mm. Caesar, witness D has just been shot.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Now, I sleep early. I'm like, so I see this in the morning. Mm. Then I text her back. I was like, hey, what's going on? How? Witness D Gambela. Tiwa, he got popped in front of his family. And he's the one that appeared at the Madlanga Commission. His real name is Marius. Marius Money?
Fandamerva.
Yeah. And he was also working in some, I don't want to say investigation, but something that involved illegal miners. And before he died, this is a voice note that he sent to Yusuf from ENCA. And listen to this.
Mr. Abramji, hope you are well. And trust you are well, sir. It is Flam, or Marius van der Merwe. Sir, I've seen your post on the Zama that was allegedly buried alive in Benoni. I'm the person that was there. Obviously, there's things that transpired beforehand and afterwards. And I would like to talk to you about it. I would like to get my story out in public in terms of the role players from state that's facilitating the illegal mining problem. The key stakeholders that's facilitating this. I've got all the intelligence on that.
You see. So then people started speculating. Was Julius Nkwanazi involved? Yada, yada, yada. Because this guy gave testimony that Julius Nkwanazi told him to dispose of a body. If you ask me, I personally don't think Julius Nkwanazi was involved. Look, I don't know what you think, but Julius Nkwanazi doesn't strike me as a dangerous person to me at all. Strike me as a goofy. Imagine Tanjina, that they use him. No, for real.
Yeah.
In every organization,
yeah.
You've got what's called the muscle. And then you've got the runners. Mm-hmm. Julius Nkwanazi is not the muscle.
Yeah.
He's a goofy runner. Mm. Yeah, well, for me, yeah, anyway. Maybe it's something I don't know.
For me, not him specifically, but when like all eyes are on you,
yeah.
I believe people tend to lay low. So that's why I would think, I don't think it's him.
If you, yeah, it wouldn't be strategically sound.
Silly, yeah.
Also, he's already given the evidence, bro. Mm. If you are going to do something like this, you want to do it before they give the evidence. Mind you, it's on record.
True.
So I think this has to do with illegal miners, personally. But it's tragic nonetheless. But that's not what I want to discuss. What I want to discuss are the government officials that have allegedly been linked to illegal mining. And then I want to speak about our own minister who's now saying that Lama testimony should not be broadcast. What do you guys think about that? Because the block is hot. The block is hot. If you're seeing members of the PKTT, I'm at about DNS spam every day. And they are saying, guys, I don't want to testify and show my face. They're testifying behind the camera.
Yeah, well, I think the issue around whistleblowers is a major issue in the country. And I think just seeing what has transpired now, we might not link it to Madlanga. It might be linked to the Madlanga Commission. But it also just shows you that we are in a very dangerous terrain right now as a society and as a country. And if perhaps, you know, the minister's looking at some of the testimonies being held in camera, I think to protect people and to protect the information, unfortunately, it will have to be in camera because it shows you right now, Guti, things are very dangerous. Mm. Yeah, and anything can go right now.
So now here's the question. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking I should pose this to Mpo. If a government official, a high-ranking one, right, is seemingly capitulating to cartels, does this tell you that the cartels are more powerful than the government? Or do you feel like, no, she's just taking precautionary measures? Because some people are saying, hey, guys, if you guys can't protect yourselves and the witnesses involved, then what are you doing?
I actually think it's just a precautionary measure because, as Umbali says, at the end of the day, you have to read the room. Mm. And I think she's just reading the room and saying, you know what? The last thing that we need is to further endanger people. Mm. So rather, let us protect people, get the information that we require, but protect people at the end of the day. Because we can see, Uguti, this is a dangerous situation.
Mm. Juliet, we laugh a lot, right? Even now, we're just laughing about, you know, pre-morning exercise. On Twitter, specifically on social media, we make fun of almost everything in South Africa, forgetting that these are real stories and this is real danger.
Mm.
So when you see something like what happened on Friday, does it then just reinforce the point to say, guys, you're still dealing with cartels, yeah? Aglalo.
Yo, big time. It does reinforce that point, Sizwe, and it makes one wonder that who's going to be coming up to actually, you know, become a truth teller or become an actual whistleblower? Because what is the legislation saying about the protection of witnesses, the protection of whistleblowers? Government says we're going to strengthen. Strengthen how? I believe the inputs have been, you know, put out there, and the problem here is going to be implementation. The problem is that also the people that will be implementing, are they not the ones that we are now investigating?
So beyond that, right? Fine, protecting whistleblowers is one thing.
Mm.
But we also need some kind of outcome, right? So there needs to be convictions and people need to go to jail. I'm certainly not risking my life and my family's life just for people to have a soapy tell-all story but then still sit at home.
Mm.
I know he's been arrested. So I say, what are we doing here? Mm. Why on earth would I want to risk my life for that?
Who wants to risk their lives for that?
Bruh. So let us know, what are your thoughts? Now that you've seen Witness D, Marius van der Merwe, having been shot over the weekend, does it really hammer the point home that what we're dealing with is a serious situation? And if so, do you have faith in the government's ability to protect those involved?
It's good that Witness D died. He was a corrupt cop. How can you bury someone alive? Why didn't he report that? Why did he wait all this time? Futhi, on top of that, how much money did he get for doing all those hideous crimes?
Hey. I don't think the guy was a cop, by the way. He worked in security, but I don't think he was a cop. Was he a cop? Oh, he was a cop. Okay, my mistake.
I think Mkhwanazi is dangerous. I think Jay, he'll do anything to get what he wants and also to help that those that are going to give him something, because he's getting paid 20,000 rand when people are making millions. So hunger and hunger for power and money has made him supposed to be so dangerous. He'll do anything. So a guy like that is dangerous. He's dangerous. You know, so we mustn't play with guys like that. But anyway, another person. Now, the minister is wrong. We are enjoying to listen to these testimonies. So she mustn't come with nonsense to the minister. The process here.
Yes, you may be enjoying it, but at what cost?
I believe the cartel are bigger than the government. Guys, I see these people every single day. They've never been arrested. The police know where they are. These people are carrying bags and bags, and they are crossing the highway on our way to work and home. These people are bigger than the government. They are so dangerous because we are all scared of them, and they still continue to do illegal mining. Literally, we see them every day in Benoni.
Whether it's Madlanga Commission or Amazamazamo, it's just that I'm a politician, I'm involved. I understand. Once you speak up or visit Kandalako, by and shy. So if you check, you are not different from Colombia or Mexico much, as the things are happening like a government. They never had the best heart for the South African government, the ANC. That's 100% jail. I can bet on that. They never could have had good intentions about this country.
Mm-hmm.
What is amazing is that they're very same people that we're asking Mkhwanazi to provide evidence about his allegations are the same people that are concluding that Witness D died because of his testimony in Madlanga. Kanjani? Mamoluko Kubai must tell us, how did she get to the fact that this person died because he testified at the commission? I mean, like, if you look at this guy's post, he was involved in a lot of things. And I feel like he was involved in some of these criminal activities. And jigi-jigi, now he wants to be a whistleblower because in Klagil. But your RIP to him, it's so sad. But we can't just conclude that it was because of his testimony at Madlanga.
I agree with that. There's no evidence that points to that at all. It's all speculative. Jiggy jiggy. Heavy, heavy.
Apparently, Ungam Lalo Katukshon Nepotban. He was a leader, you team, me remover. Amazamazamala, Mawashala, going in the whole opinion, a bizon plastic seat. And the Law Bantazam Basu Ramnandi, Basuva Velesu, exchange of Mapulet. I think that I can say it's part of it.
But if you listen to a voice note that I played earlier on that he sent to Yusuf Abramji, right? From ENCA. Omarius says he's got lots of evidence. In fact, let me play it.
Mr. Abramji, hope you're well. Trust you're well, sir. It is Flam, Omarius van der Merwe. Sir, I've seen your post on the Zama that was allegedly buried alive in Benoni. I'm the person that was there. Obviously, there's things that transpired beforehand and afterwards, and I would like to talk to you about it. I would like to get my story out in public in terms of the role players from state that's facilitating the illegal mining problem, the key stakeholders that's facilitating this. I've got all the intelligence on that.
Yeah, he's okay. The role players from state. That's where the danger is.
Marasizo hasn't from the beginning, like, businesses, like, we're complaining with them. They need protection. They need protection. But then it was falling on deaf ears. How about we take away these VIP protection from ministers? It's born with them. Bazo filaranjan. Bazo kutikunjan. Kuba vulnerable on a daily basis. When your life depends on something and then basically umuntati, no, nothing is going to happen. How about we take away VIP protection from the ministers? So that they can feel within and how they're being vulnerable.
I think, yes, I might not have the evidence, but I think the cartel is way, way more powerful than the government. Because what do you mean witness T was shot right after he mentioned illegal mining? And then, yes, this is, I hear about construction mafia and stuff, but illegal mining is the worst. Illegal mining is the worst. That's the major one. I think that's top. That's struggling the top dog again. You can't illegal mining. That's the main top dog. And then I don't think the government is able to even protect my whistleblowers. I'm so scared of everyone else that was about to testify or people who already testified. Like, I'm so scared for them. Yo.
Well, again, there's no evidence that proves Uwuthi this is linked to the testimony. But I agree with you. It may be a deterring factor. If I was going to testify in the future and then I see something like this happen, I may rethink now whether or not I want to appear. Although some people aren't going to have a choice. I'm going to get subpoenaed to appear.
I seize the world. Yo, guys, you know, I've been watching a series called The Mayor of Kingstown, ne? And there's a guy called Mike McCluskey there. If you watch that series, you'll see, which even in SA, we need someone like that. We need someone who's going to talk between the gangs and government. We need a mediator. And I think there were mediators and then something fell off at some point. That's why we have this mess that we have. In that series, the cops and the gangs try to coexist because both of them understand, ukuthi, hey, mangabheda nje, kuzoshuba, everyone has guns. So even now, into enzakalayo manje, what uLento Mkhwanazi did was, yes, something that is noble, but it has disturbed the order. And then, manje, you have people with guns who are just saying, I mean, again, I'm totally Mali, I'm not feel. Omunye is like, I mean, my career is at stake, I'm not feel.
Surely.
Mina, I think the reason why people are linking this matter of witness D to Mkhwanazi is because when questions were posed to Mkhwanazi at the Madlanga Commission, he was asked to go see. There's a witness D that said he asked him to do 1, 2, 3. So if me knew Mkhwanazi and knowing Guti, I gave an order to a certain individual to cover up a murder, I would know exactly who I spoke to. So to me, that was like giving him a hint to Guti, who is this person they are talking about? So then the muscle goes to the vein and says, la 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 la, we're nothing. Who is this person? And then obviously, because he also wants to protect his life,
he spilled the beans. So this thing is big. It's bigger than we think, Wabona, and it's bigger than we see. I just think, Fela Ore, these cartels, they're bigger than what a government here to can handle.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.